The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on!
It's pretty good.
No, it didn't feel as good coming out as I'd hoped it would be. Fake radio voice. Fred does a better fake radio voice on the intro than I can do.
Yeah, Fred is getting his car worked on or doing something with his car.
Getting his car worked on.
Let me see what the exact text was. He said,
Cut the music. Let's. I want to hear this properly.
Okay, he said, might be a few minutes late today waiting on my car to be fixed. And then later he said, gonna be close, but might have somebody ready to sit in the first segment. And then he said, definitely not going to make it.
I thought his car was totaled.
That's what I thought. Maybe he's working on his son's car?
I guess that's a possibility.
How's your day going?
Not too bad. I've had worse days. I feel like maybe I'm coming up with some sort of a head cold, which is not ideal. I've got a lot going on this week.
Something's going around. I think Todd's sick, and then we had a couple other people in here kind of sick. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Some good hoops tonight. It's a good day.
How do you feel about Texas? Because I feel like Texas is a team where you don't know what you're going to get from that team from night in, night out. Or is West Virginia overrated?
No, West Virginia's pretty decent. I mean, Texas has been a little bit unpredictable all season long. I don't know that they're anything special. I don't know, you know, I'm not like trying to think that they're going to make some sort of deep tournament run, but I think they got the right coach. I know that much. You know, those guys are buying into what Shaka Smart's selling. They're getting by with probably less talent than a lot of the other teams that they're going up against and beating. So yeah, I got to give kudos to that team because they're actually playing really well. That was a good win for them last night. I think their next one is on Saturday against Baylor.
Yes, you were supposed to go to that game too.
I was going to go to it, but it's looking things are looking grim at the Hoffman household for one of my dogs, and if there's not a significant upgrade in situation by Saturday, that's kind of the day that is D-Day for me to take him to the vet and give him the long sleep, if you know what I mean.
How old is your dog?
He's like 9 or 10 years old, something like that.
Is that a decent run? How long do corgis usually last?
I don't know what the average run is, but my other one is 12 or 13. And he's healthy as a damn horse.
Ooh, so the young one died.
Well, he hasn't died yet. I mean,
was going to die.
Is likely to die, yeah. But he's the one who always seems to have the health problems because he's the one who, well, first of all, he was the one who was kind of fat. And then he got the pancreatitis and he had like the blood disorder. So he's the one who has to eat food that costs $80 a bag.
Ugh.
Yeah. And you can only get it from the vet. Which is, it's a pain in the ass. But he got over that, and this was like last year. He got over that, and then about a month ago, maybe it was like 3 weeks ago, he tore his triceps in his front paw, his front leg.
So why do you have to put him out? Is it because he can't walk around?
Well, no, because now that's okay. His front leg is good, but there's some kind of mass that's grown in his abdomen. And it's pushing, I guess, on something to where his back legs aren't working. And so they gave us some kind of antibiotics. And they're like, if this mass is infected, it could be troubling. And that's why he's having so much trouble. They said, give it about 3 days, 4 days. If you see a nice improvement And this is where the doctor kind of, I mean, he's like, might give him another month, might give him another 6 months, but it's pretty much coming to an end. You need to kind of come to grips with it. Which, listen, I love my dog. Love him. He's the sweetest dog in the world. I can live with it, but I have an 8-year-old son who has had this dog his whole life.
And usually the kid has a favorite. I'm guessing this one's Jake's favorite.
He likes them both. They're both so different. Like one is very protective and like the kind of the guard dog, even though he's, you know, not big enough to really guard much. And then the other one is like, they can climb all over him. They can pick him up and carry him around. He's that dog. He's the dog that they can pull on and he never gets mad. He's like the friendliest dog ever. But to an 8-year-old, this is a very difficult.
Oh, it's gonna crush him. It's gonna end his world.
Oh, man. And like, we're already having to make funeral plans because we live in a subdivision. I can't just go burying this dog in my backyard. It's not the way it works. I grew up in the country where you could do that, you know. And now,
do you have to buy a burial plot?
I'm not doing that. Here's the options that I came up with, and what I thought was the most reasonable thing was they do dog cremations now, and they can just give you a little miniature urn of ashes. You can bury an urn, and you know we could. It seems really easy. My mom's got like a couple hundred acres in Shiner, and there's we can go off to the back of that land and find a place to bury the dog. Put a little marker, done deal. Well, I go to tell my kid about this decision, and this cremation is not an option to him. He wants to bury him whole. He doesn't want there to be ashes of him, and he insists on being involved in the funeral. So there's no way of sneaking, like, you know, getting the dog cremated and then just saying, oh, I'm taking the dog to go bury it and then going to, you know, take the ashes somewhere.
He's too old enough to be, I mean, he's too smart at this age.
Yeah, he's wise. He's wise to my tricks. So he wants to be involved. First of all, he wanted to go and be at the euthanization.
Oh, don't do that.
And I was like, there's no chance of that happening. You can't do that. I don't want to deal with the emotional, like my older kid is overly sensitive about everything. So I could just see, I mean, he starts talking about this dog right now and the tears start pouring. So I don't want him to see the actual end, but the best I could do was tell him, listen, you can come to when I bury it. And he's okay with that. But now there's no burying ashes. I'm going to have to, like, go get this dog euthanized and drive 2 hours to my mom's with a dead dog and dig a hole and bury it. And so, yeah. So, unfortunately, while I would love to go and watch Texas Baylor basketball on Saturday, it sounds like I've got other plans that aren't quite as thrilling as all that. Fred Fowler joins us.
Open casket, huh?
Open casket. Yeah. That's what he's requested.
Well,
you deal with that. Did you deal with that when you were raising children? Was it a big issue?
No, because we only had one dog at the time, and she lasted until they were twelve.
Grown, huh? Yeah,
yeah.
How's your day, Fred?
My day sucks.
Yeah, what's going on? With
can
you?
I vent for a second?
Sure.
About a couple of things. All right, I had a recall on the Honda. Which I ordinarily ignore stuff like that, but then I looked it up online, and if you look up 2006 Honda Accord recall, it's for the airbags, because apparently the airbags have metal in them, and if you get in an accident and the airbags deploy, then a projectile comes out and kills you. There's like 10 people have died from this, and hundreds have been injured. So I read up on that and say, okay, I better get the thing fixed, right? So I call them, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got to get this done. I'm like, okay, when can I bring it in? Oh, 2 weeks. So it's so pressing that it can wait 2 weeks. So I made an appointment for 9 a.m. this morning. I ask them how long it's going to take. They say 2 hours. Okay, no problem. Drop it off. Get their loaner car. Go home. wait to hear from him and wait and wait and wait. So finally at 2 o'clock, I call him and say, what's the deal? All right. It'll be ready by 3. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be
cutting it close, right?
Cutting it very close because it's down south by Alameda Mall. And of course, I have to be here at 4.
Okay.
So I get down there and it's finally done at 3 o'clock. And they give me this thing. It's like, well, you know, if you'd like to leave it overnight and keep the loaner car, you know, we found some things that recommended service we need. You need. And I'm like, okay, just give me a list and I'll take it to my mechanic. And if I need to get this stuff done, I will. So, oh, no, we recommend you get it done at the dealership. I'm like, wait a minute. So you recalled my car for something that could have killed me, and now you're trying to profit off it. And then they're like, well, what'd you think of that 2016 Accord you were in? We could get you good deal on that. I'm like, you've got to be bleeping kidding me.
You're like, bro, I got to go to work.
And it's like, yes, I'm getting a new car, but no, I'm not getting one here, and I'm not doing it on spur of the moment simply because I brought something in that I had to get done. And I don't know how many times they do this to people where you bring your car in for a recall and then they find the stuff wrong with it that they want to fix and you wind up paying a bunch of money. Because this estimate's like $900 worth of stuff. Ugh. I'm like, screw that. It's a 10-year-old car. And so basically I get out of there, come flying, almost made it on time. Only, 5 minutes late? But this is my favorite thing. I get that I have a bleeped up last name. It's not common. People are going to mess it up all the time,
it's
right?
It's confusing.
Yeah, and I've been called all kinds of things. Fowler, Favor, Four, you name it.
Fowler a lot.
Fowler a lot, yeah. There's no L. But I want you to read this, because it's under Valerie's name, but I want you to read the last name on this and tell me how the hell you come up with that out of Fowler.
Valerie Sakur.
Yes. They got 3 letters right, so I guess I shouldn't complain. 3 of the 5 are right. But they've got all my information. I gave them my insurance card that's got my name on it. And I'm now the husband of Valerie Sakur.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm trying to even imagine. Is the F and the S, there's a D in between them on a keyboard. And then, I mean, I guess technically the O is right there above and to the right of the K.
Sort of, yeah.
Did she secretly get remarried?
It's possible. Possible.
I mean, I think that's illegal.
Oh, yeah. I've kind of been through one of those before, so I don't know. But, yeah, so that was my day.
Great.
Was having to deal with that. And, you know, it's fine. The car's fine. It's just I specifically asked him how long it would take, and that's why I made sure I got it there early enough in the morning so I'd have plenty of time to go back and get it and get up here for work. And then they're going to wait till 3 o'clock. So, anyway. Well, but I'm here. I'm ready to rock and roll.
You have your car now?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got the car. And, frankly, the one they were trying to sell me, it's not any better than my 10-year-old Accord. It's just got
less miles, and it's probably cleaner.
It's less miles. It's cleaner. And that's about it.
Yeah.
So
they're not doing a lot of upgrading.
Well, I mean, they've got stuff like I guess the one thing that it had that mine doesn't is the little thing where when you're backing up, it shows what's behind you, which
all
I guess
cars are standard with that.
Yeah.
Now.
But that's really the only difference.
No.
And want me to pay $35,000 for that? No, thank you.
You're getting a sports car. Did you tell them that?
I did. Yeah. And then they were trying to talk to me about one of their Honda sports cars. No, give me my damn car back.
Did you tell him I want that American muscle?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there you go. All right, guys. I got to tell you, law enforcement, stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a breath or a blood test. Remember, if you fail that breath or blood test, it's not the end of the world. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The machine's not warranted fit for testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence that it checks, making rechecking and improving your innocence impossible. Failing that test isn't the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with this machine. Same with the blood test. Failing that blood test, not the worst thing that can happen. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing. They're not testing your blood like a doctor would do, a medical doctor. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a board-certified DWI specialist, one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests and the faulty science behind them, and he's experienced in doing it in a trial scenario, whereas a lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Not very many are accustomed to going in front of a jury and actually arguing in a trial format. Gary Trichter is. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday? I'm sure you told the people about all that at the beginning, right? I don't have to go through all that stuff.
What Are the Odds?
Yeah, it's no. What Are the Odds Wednesday. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on the Facebook page. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ Is The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. Yeah, all that stuff. You guys know it by now. Unless you're new, in which case, sorry, tune in tomorrow and I'll be here on time. Couple things. Robert said, same thing happened to my truck, airbag recall, and they said I needed $2,700 in repair. I bet you that's pretty common. I bet you they do stuff like that all the time. What irritates me, though, there's a list of like 13 things here that are recommended. Well, I know four of them I had done a month ago when I got the car started again. So
sneaky, sneaky.
And Richard says, you're mispronouncing what they wrote. It says sucker. Well played, sir. And then Tracy says, that would never happen at BMW or Mercedes. Time to upgrade. I would never have a BMW or Mercedes. So
that's not how he rolls.
No, man. I appreciate people that have them. It's just not for me. I like Merkin stuff. For the most part.
Well, except you're driving a Honda.
Well, yeah, but it was made here.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, the factory's here. So there's that. But I mean, I had that thing 10 years ago. I wasn't supposed to be driving this, okay? This is just a temporary thing. And now I realize I'm going to have to take a day off to buy a car because it takes so damn long. So one of these days in the next few weeks, I'll do it. I've already found what I want, so just a matter of time.
What is it? Did you tell us, break the news?
I'm going to get a Camaro.
Okay.
I've decided for sure. I know exactly what I want.
Convertible?
No convertible.
Okay.
But black, fully loaded, that's what I want.
Look at you.
So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN. So, I guess this interesting story on Dwight Howard and James Harden that just came across that Jong informed us of.
That's interesting.
Fran Blindberry, who I used to work with at the Chronicle Networks at NBA.com, wrote this. Howard and Harden have been an oil and water mix since they came together for the 2012-13 season. It was only days after Damian Lillard's three-point dagger eliminated them in the first round of their playoff series together when both were sending out messages and maneuvering to get the other one traded.
Wow.
Harden is a difficult teammate to play with, dominating the ball in so much of every shot clock, and Howard too often felt ignored. Now, I don't want to say anything, but haven't you been kind of saying that about James Harden for at least 3 years now?
For eternity? Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I may have mentioned that once or twice.
Yeah. Nothing about that shocks me.
No. And again, listen, I don't think Dwight Howard is the easiest guy to play with. But if I had to choose which one of these guys I'd want to be on a team with, well, see, and that's the problem, is you want a guy like James Harden on your team because he's a better player than Dwight Howard at this point. But James Harden's a pain in the ass. I mean, that's a difficult guy to be teammates with.
And on the surface, Howard has been fairly model citizen since he's been here.
Yeah.
But If he's trying,
except for behind the scenes, yeah. He's trying to get him to trade the star player.
Yeah, good luck with that. Well, I don't know. I know Fran's got pretty good sources over there, so I don't doubt the story at all. But not really surprised.
I'll admit I'm a little surprised at it. I mean, that's the day after days after they lose that series, they're both trying to get the other one traded. Mm. All right.
Well, and if you remember back to that series, Howard played really well.
He did.
He was the one thing you could look at and say, okay, and Harden did not play defense. And, you know, I could see being a little ticked off at him, but hey, the motivation was he came back last year and played really well.
Well, that's what's funny is they seem to, for the most part, they seem to get along, huh?
They seem to. There doesn't seem to be a lot of, you know, glaring at each other on the court or any of that stuff. Jones asked, what are the odds you would rather play with Carmelo Anthony over James Harden? I almost think they're the same guy. I think it's another good point you made recently. Pretty much the same guy. Carmelo and Harden, They just play different positions. I think I'd rather play with Carmelo, to be honest with you. I would say Harden is, I don't know, Harden might be the better player at this point.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Mm. I mean, at least I've just based on what I've seen this year, I've seen Melo give some effort on the defensive end. But I think they're about the same guy.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And, we're off to a fun start here with car messes and dead animals and one of those days.
What a day.
One of those days. Let's try a phone call. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing sports, man.
Yeah, sports to y'all. From Lake Charles. I called last year about this time asking about RG3 getting to Houston, you know, bringing him back to Texas. Close to home and away from Washington. And Lord knows Houston needs a quarterback. So I'll hang up and let y'all talk about it.
Well, I'll say this, but it's probably the same thing I said last year. I don't know if Robert Griffin is a good quarterback, first of all. I mean, I don't think there's any sure evidence that the guy's worth a damn. Everybody wants to bring their guy to home, but when you look at a guy like this who, A, has a pageant dad, first of all, B, I mean, just leans on his support system so much. I don't know if I want that. I don't want the guy that close to home. I don't know if he can play. And not to mention, the guy's an injury waiting to happen. So I'm not high on the idea. I'm sure the Texans are looking into it. I just don't know if he's the right answer.
Well, I think they should be looking into anything, including him. But I'll give the same answer I give to any of these. At what price?
Right.
What are you paying for this guy? If you're paying this guy starter NFL money, then no, I'm not taking that chance. If you're paying him on a contract that is Brian Hoyer numbers, $5 million a year, and you're bringing him in to compete for the job, I'm okay with that. And not necessarily even a one-year deal, but much like Hoyer's deal, where if they cut him, it's nothing punitive.
Right.
If you keep him, you pay him $5 million a year. Bring him in on a deal like that, see what he's got, see if he can learn your system. And if he can't, you cut him. You haven't really lost anything. And I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is paying him $10, $12 million like he's a starting quarterback in the league. And I just have a sneaking suspicion somebody's going to do that. Whether
this
it's the Rams, because there's other teams that need quarterbacks, and they're going to look at him and say, oh, we can get out of him what they got out of him the first year.
Oh, and there's a long list of teams that'll probably think that. Dallas is probably taking a good look at him.
I think Los Angeles will be taking a good look at him.
Yeah, I'm sure the Niners are looking at him. The Browns have to be looking around. And the Eagles. But I've heard the Denver Broncos could be interested in him. If Osweiler price gets too high, they may want to go with a cheaper up. And that's the crazy thing. RG3 might be a cheaper alternative to Brock Osweiler, which lets you know how crazy the Brock Osweiler contract apparently is going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I don't know that I want either one of them.
I think it's a it really is an interesting but it gets back to what we always say. At some point you got to have a quarterback, right? Don't you have to take a chance with somebody like that as opposed to just rotating Hoyers and Whedons?
Yeah.
And Fitzpatrick's at some point. Yeah, I'll take a guy that might have some upside and gamble with him and hope it works out. And if it doesn't, as long as it's not setting me back, I don't see the problem with it. I would be okay with them bringing him in on a contract like that and still drafting a Christian Hackenberg or whoever the hell they want to draft and try to solve the position. Because if it works out where one of them can play, great. If it works out where none of them can play, all right, well, guess what? You got to do it again. All right, we'll get some more phone calls at 713-780-ESPN. But right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at Vistaprint. And I'll tell you what, if you've got a business or a club or anything where you need business cards or postcards or flyers or banners, even shirts, invitations, Vistaprint can take care of you. Vistaprint.com. You can go there. You can get it done quickly. And right now, great deal, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code FRED at checkout. It's easy to use. I've used Vistaprint for a lot of things, a lot of the businesses that I have on the side. You can customize the text, the colors, the backsides, and more. You can easily download your logo, your whole design if you want, and they'll take care of it for you just like that. They absolutely guarantee you're going to love your products every time, or they're going to make it right. They've got amazing customer service. And if there's ever a problem, they're very easy to contact, and they're going to fix it right away. That's how much they care, and I'm telling you, you cannot get a better deal than 500 business cards for just $9.99. Just use the code FRED at checkout. This is a special offer just with the Blitzers. That's up to 50% savings over the regular site pricing. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. 500 business cards for $9.99. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Design your custom business cards. Enter the code FRED at checkout. That's code F-R-E-D. This is an exciting offer for a great product, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint and order today.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Who is this, John? I like this. Real friend.
Bring me to Horizon.
Okay. Real friends stab you in the front. It's,
bring me the Horizon. Sorry.
Texter asks, how many seats are there in the poker qualifier tomorrow? It says online you're giving away 30. Is there going to be more seats than that? There'll be a lot more seats than that. You're earning a spot into the finals is what you're doing. But yeah, we had over 90 last time, and we'll get in as many as we can. And I would just tell you, if you win a seat on air, then you don't have to worry. Just get there before 6:45 and make sure you check in. If you don't, the sooner you get there, the better chance you have of getting in. And, you know, last week we got everybody in. And I'm sure we'll do it this week, but sometimes, yeah, it just depends on how many people show up. And they'll do the best they can. They do a really good job of trying to make sure everybody gets a chance to play. And there's a pretty cool little drink special if you order, I think, $15 worth of stuff there, whether it's drinks or food. You get 25,000 extra chips.
Nice.
So, yeah, all you have to do is show them your receipt. So it's a fun time. Hopefully you guys will come out and play tomorrow. Here's one for you. What are the odds everyone is overreacting to this Ronda Rousey suicide story?
I don't know if it's an overreaction. I mean, I think that it's more of a pointing a flashlight at one of Rhonda's big flaws is that she's a little out of it. You know, she's not a stable woman.
Yeah.
And that's why it goes back to when we got asked FMK. Remember, I changed my mind. I was like, no, I just have to F her. I couldn't marry her.
If she's that crazy, maybe she,
Maybe you should just kill her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe she'll kill herself after you F her.
Well, and then
best of both worlds.
But if you marry her and she does that, you get all her money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I think there's something to be said for all of it. That is one that I probably change every single day when I go through the three of them. 713-780-ESPN. How about, let's try Dean.
Dean.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, sports, Dean?
I got a question for you. I remember reading an article a while back about online poker, and I think one of the bigger companies had absolved some of the debt of the other ones. And I guess if you got any information on that, it'd be great. But I guess my what are the odds is what are the odds we get online poker back legal where we can do it from our homes in the next 4 to 5 years? I'll hang up, Liz.
I'm going to say less than 5%.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, I just, as much as I hate that it's not legal, they screwed up big time. And when they shut it down, you know, they caught them cheating. They caught them basically a Ponzi scheme. Those are the kind of things that's really hard for even somebody like me who loves poker and loves online poker. It's really hard for me to go in front of somebody and say,
this is legit.
Bring it back because it's good. What about this? And, you know, so those companies, and PokerStars and Full Tilt being the main ones, are as much to blame for this as anybody. And it's unfortunate. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I wish it would, because, you know, I think if the government were overseeing it so that kind of stuff wouldn't happen, then it would be fine. Tax the hell out of it. I'm okay with that. But I don't anticipate it happening anytime soon. It's interesting, though. I think you might see sports betting legalized in some states before you see online poker. I don't know if you saw the story, but the court is going to hear the New Jersey case again in front of an entire court instead of just three guys, which is usually a pretty good sign. So if they rule in New Jersey's favor, it'll probably go to the Supreme Court, which who knows how many of those guys will be left if they keep falling off the way they are. But if that does get overturned, then it would make it a state's right to make sports betting legal. Now, it doesn't mean it's never going to happen in Texas, so don't get your hopes up for that. But I think you could see it in places like Louisiana and places within the next 10 years. So keep an eye on that ruling. That's a big ruling. And I'm sure we'll talk to RJ about that on Friday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's try Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Oh, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I want to get back on the Texans. What are the odds they take a gamble with Colin Kaepernick? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think that's about as bad of an idea as the RG3, if
not
worse.
I think it's a worse idea.
Because, I mean, I think Kaepernick will demand more money, first of all. He's had more success. And I don't know that he's any better of a player. I mean, we've seen that guy consistently get worse since he made it to that Super Bowl. I didn't like him when they made it to the Super Bowl. I'm just out on him. But again, the Texans are a team that are going to have to leave no stone unturned, and that probably includes talking to Colin Kaepernick and seeing what he's looking for.
Although I get the sense that with Chip Kelly there, he wants to try to make it work. So he may not even be gone, and that's a problem. I don't want to get into. Let's start speculating on all these quarterbacks again, because the reality is until they're out there, we really don't know who's going to be available for him.
You're right.
And Kaepernick, I don't think Kaepernick's going to be available. I think they're going to wind up trying to keep him. Other guys like Sam Bradford, I don't know if he's going to be out there. I'm guessing RG3 will be out there. But, you know, maybe something weird happens and the Broncos say, screw it, we're not paying Brock Osweiler. Maybe he does suddenly become an option for you. It's just way too soon to speculate. And honestly, a lot of these guys are just, I don't want to say they're just guys, but they're easily, you can throw them all in one box, and it's just, which one do you want to gamble with? Whether it's RG3 or Colin Kaepernick, and we've broken this down a lot. You can either go in the draft, you can go for a reclamation project, and there's going to be both options there. I think you could do both even, but yeah, it just depends on who's available and what the Texans decide, who they think they can make a good fit for what they do.
Yeah.
Let's try Jack. What's up, Jack?
Hey, the trade, AJ. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing sports. What's up, Jack?
Hey, I remember listening to you guys on Monday when you were talking about the Peyton Manning thing, and I'm pretty sure you guys were joking when talking about it, but from what I read and from what I heard, what actually happened at that time, according to the court documents, was he was putting his junk on top of her head while she was examining his foot for some injuries. And I know it doesn't qualify for the actual term rape, but to me, if I was that lady's brother's father or son, I'm saying I would have gone after him, because that's it's so hard to imagine why anybody would be willing to do that to another person, let alone someone that you are working with, not professionally, but in a professional capacity.
Well, I guess my biggest issue with it is, if it was that devastating to her, why did she take money for it to keep quiet back then? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was that emotionally scarring, why was she able to put a price on it and say, okay, I'll take it? And, yeah, I'm not surprised that things like that happen. When I was in basic training, there was this dude who used to put his dong in shoe polish and go slap it on dudes' heads while they were sleeping. I couldn't tell you why, but there would be guys who walking around the next morning with mushroom stamps on their heads, and that was, you know, that's the United States Army. So people do weird stuff. None of that surprises me.
And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it was 20 years ago, and he was in college, and I don't know why this is a big thing again. And I don't consider that as bad as some of the other things. And so, no, we weren't joking about it. I mean, what I said Monday is how I feel about it. And I think too much is being made out of this. I really do. And if she took money for it, and they settled it that way, all right. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody on the Blitz Facebook page, I guess it must have been yesterday, but Kenan asks, can you please give me the number that you guys talk about for donating cars? I have two to give. That's great, man. It's real easy. 713-225-4226. If you've got a vehicle you're not using, this is a way to get rid of it. You can donate it to my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids, and they're going to take that vehicle. They're going to come tow it free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. They're going to do all the paperwork for you, too, so you don't have to worry about that. And they're even going to give you a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. That's how easy it is, and it just takes a few minutes. All you have to do is you make that phone call, 713-225-4226, then they're going to come and take care of it. Even if you're in Lake Charles, you're over in Louisiana, like the caller earlier was, you got a vehicle over there, they'll come and get it. If you can hear my voice, they're going to come and get your vehicle. And the cool thing is, they take these vehicles and the money they get from them, they help kids at Houston Can Academies. Houston Can Academies is a terrific school where kids get a second chance. These are at-risk kids who have dropped out of other schools. They get another chance at Houston Can Academies. The academy works around their schedules. They do the things. Yeah, they really make it easy for them to get back into school, no matter what their personal situation is. And so many of them are graduating and going on to do great things. In fact, even some of the teachers there are people who went to Houston Can Academy. That's how cool it is. So you can do a really good thing just by donating that vehicle, help change somebody's life. And you know what? The more people we help get through school and go on to do better lives, the better. It's better for all of us. And that vehicle that's sitting there just collecting dust, that'll do it. 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid. My breath, I never sleep, the sleep is the cousin of death, beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined, I think of crime. ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. We're back on the Blitz. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. It's 713-780-ESPN. Why? Okay, I guess I get why you guys care about this Peyton Manning thing, but can we just admit that we're all, that we just disagree on it and leave it at that? Because you're not going to convince me that this guy is, that this is on the same level as some of the other stuff we've seen. And obviously we're not going to convince you that it's not important. So can we just all agree that we disagree on this and just drop it? Because I don't know what we're going to solve here. I think it's just, you know, I know there's a lot of people that just want to pounce on Peyton because he's in every commercial and he's got this squeaky clean image. And it's, to me, it's the same thing with the damn Deflategate. It's way, way overdone. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want the show to be a part of that.
I just don't care.
I know. I don't either.
Especially if he's retired, I don't care.
Yeah, well, if something new comes out.
I would be more interested if he did this to his trainer with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Then it's a story to me. Something that he did when he was 19, I just don't care about. And I promise you it's not. And I promise you I wouldn't care if it was Cam Newton. I wouldn't care if it was any other player. I don't have some particular love for Peyton Manning. I know everyone.
Actually, I don't like the guy. I can't stand him.
People think the media is very protective of Peyton Manning. I don't care. I don't care about Peyton Manning. I just, if you did something 20 years ago, it's just, it's off my radar. Well, unless it was something vile, like, I mean, if you shot someone in the face or you raped someone or, you know, you molested a kid, okay.
Yeah, that's different.
That's worth noting. This is, it's not egregious enough for me to worry about it 20 years after the fact.
Well, especially since this story has been reported before. It's nothing new. There's nothing new about it. No new details. And I mean, it's the same thing from 2002 when it came out. So when there's something new to it, I'll be happy to revisit it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some more of the odds calls. Tim, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys, how you doing?
We're doing sports, too.
Hey, quick question on these odds. What are the odds that Texans look at a real veteran quarterback like a Matt Hasselbeck, who's a proven manager of the offense, to bring them in and groom, I guess you'd be called an elite, even though they're not, draft pick this year. And spend some time on that, a couple years, with somebody like a Matt Hasselbeck, who's an unrestricted free agent.
I
don't think he's any different than Brian Hoyer or Brandon Whedon. They're younger.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't really think that's – if you're going to have somebody groom someone, you want it to be a guy who understands the system. And – you've already got that guy. I don't think that's really an upgrade. It's just shuffling a backup quarterback is what it is. And it's another thing we've talked a lot about is if you're just trading out mediocre for mediocre, and just keep your own mediocre,
right?
Because they've already been there.
And he already knows the system.
To me, Brian Hoyer, if he starts the season, fine. If he finishes it, you got a problem.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Let's try Jab. What's up, Jab?
It's Jeb. Jeb.
Oh, okay.
Jeb exclamation point?
Our guys can't spell. What you got, Jeb?
All right, guys. Hey, since y'all are talking about UFC and Ronda, I got, what is the odds question? What are the odds Macau would bid to have the rematch for Ronda? Or even possibly an upcoming fighter like Judy Dickinson.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
What do you?
I recognize that guy's voice now, so he's not getting away with it next time.
Good for him.
Yeah. That's 2 days in a row.
He's hilarious.
That's so funny. God, you know what? I'd rather talk about Peyton Manning's nuts than Judy Dickinson. Do. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what if it was Tom Brady? I'd treat it the same way we did the Tom Brady thing last year when all you guys were trying to make it into this huge story and ESPN was trying to overdo it over a stupid little inflated football.
Yep.
We didn't harp on it. Made our points and moved on. That's what we've done with Manning. Hey, when we come back, can we mix it up a little bit? Because there's a story out there. It's not really sports, but I think it has a huge impact on us. And I'm honestly not sure how I feel about it. And I want to get your opinion. And I want to get the people's opinion.
All right.
And we got stuff to give away to the people. Because we love you guys. We'll take care of that when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.